Well, Coach, it's always good to talk track and field with you. UNK, another dynamite season. I know we talked about the indoor season. We talked about the a little bit of the outdoor season as well. I think finishing up and following your results, Lopers.com and everything, I think pretty satisfied with what your kids did in the outdoor season, aren't you?
Yeah, we felt good about, you know, in college track and field, it's your conference meet and it's your national meet at the end of each season are the ones that you're paying the most attention to. And, you know, our conference meet, our women were sixth and our men were seventh. Our men were up just one spot from where we were at the indoor conference meet, but yet the whole feel of it, the vibe at the end of the season was probably better, stronger, you know, just trending in the right direction. You know, at the end of the indoor season, we'd only had one national qualifier, and although the women had had a very good conference indoor meet, the guys finished a little lower, and we were young, and we knew we were young, but yet whenever I hear football and basketball coaches talk about being young, that's just code for being bad, right? so it didn't feel very good saying that, but by the end of the season, things were much, much better. You know, if you look at it from a national perspective, it's the top 22 to qualify for nationals in every event, but really, anybody in the top 40 or 50, probably if they were at the national beat, would be more than competitive. You know, for example, 22 going in the men's 1500, Peyton Davis, I think, was 39th on the national list, but he was only 1.2 seconds out of qualifying. Well, you know, pull out your watch and try to start and stop your watch. 1.2 seconds isn't very much for an event that lasts almost 4 minutes, you know. So I think we had 23 marks in the top 50 during the outdoor season amongst all and wide range of events, everything from sprinting events to jumping events, throws, distance, and we only had four seniors, two men and two women, who scored at our conference meet. And so you kind of put that together, and okay, that's a young team. You know, if the majority of your scorers were underclassmen and are back, and then you just look at the depth and the number of people that we had that maybe didn't qualify, but were close, and again, are coming back next year. So we're actually really, really excited at the end of the outdoor season. And then the outdoor national meet went very well. We had five people there, all performed well. That doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes you have one do really well, or, you know, half of them do really well, and the other half struggle, and all five performed well. We had a national champ in the women's hammer with Lily Novacek. And then we had three other All-Americans, and our only one that wasn't an All-American missed by one spot, and he finished eight spots higher than what he was ranked going in. So he actually performed pretty well. So we headed off into the summer feeling pretty good about the direction of things.
I tell you, on the ladies' sides, the throws have been pretty special. It seems like each and every year you've got some young ladies really doing some great things in that area every year, don't you?
Yeah, we feel really good about what they've done there. And Dane Toby, as a coach, does a tremendous job. And he kind of comes from the Andy Meyer tree, you know, that Andy was his college coach. And you know, Andy was the one who just got his state record in the discus broken by the kid from Chase County here at the state track meet. And Andy's 54 years old, so he's had that record for a while. Dane does a great job of coaching, and Lily and Madison Smith, our freshman discus thrower in particular, those were the two that were at nationals for us, more than competitive. You know, there's so many times for us, we always refer to ourselves as a developmental program, and you know, our financial situation, our scholarship situation is such that we don't go out and buy All-Americans. We don't go out and get someone who's already All-American caliber. It's more, people have to come in and spend two or three years paying their dues. And you even look at Lily as a national champ. You know, she redshirted as a freshman and, you know, qualified for nationals the next year, but didn't score, didn't make finals, anything like that, and just has gotten a little bit better every year. So Madison, we're really excited about, because she gets there and makes finals and missed scoring by just one spot, but was an All-American. And to do that as a true freshman, that doesn't happen very often for us. And so that people that do that, you know, the people who do qualify as freshmen, you're talking about a list like, you know, Dane Toby himself when he was in school, or Wes Ferguson, who's a five-time national champ, or Braden Sorensen, who's a national runner-up. Those are the kind of people that qualify as freshmen. And so we're really excited about the potential for Madison.
Coach, I know you take a couple of months off during the summertime, but before you know it, you have those kids back in school in August and getting ready for indoor season, outdoor season. Some good, as you mentioned, some good kids coming back next year, and you're going to welcome, I'm sure, a good recruiting class. And I know I've done a number of interviews of Chase County kids. You've got a number of those kids that have signed on a one transfer, and then the other freshman coming in for next year.
Yeah, you know, we've got a pretty big recruiting class coming in, particularly on the men's side. That wasn't necessarily something we were shooting for. It wasn't the goal. We just kind of went about the process like we normally do, and that was the result we got. So I kind of attribute that. I think there's maybe three different factors there. You know, one, in recent years, we have had to really focus more probably, you know, we've gotten more out-of-state students, particularly from Kansas, because being in the MIAA, the MIAA, honestly, is more maybe well-known, respected, and that sort of thing down in Kansas than it is in Nebraska, because there's several MIAA schools in that state. So when we recruit down there, they're very familiar with the conference and you know, the level that it is. And so you know, we've started to do well there. We've started to do well in Lincoln and Omaha, which I think for a school like Kearney, you know, not just athletically, but the institution, the school UNK, I think we do have to get into Lincoln and Omaha more, simply because the small towns are getting smaller and they're not necessarily going to get bigger again. I'm from Burwell, and I had 42 in my graduating class, and now their graduating classes are around 15. And so those things have happened. You've got the Division I roster limits, which I think has had, at this point for us, not a huge impact, but a little bit of an impact, that some people have trickled our way who maybe would have walked on somewhere before. But then you combine that with the Chase counties and the Dundee counties and that sort of thing being so good in track and field right now, that there's this upswing of what is more our traditional recruiting grounds. You know, central and southwest Nebraska have always been so good to us. And even though I talked about small schools getting smaller, the level of track and field, the level of, I'll just use as an example, the level of guys sprinting and hurdling is unbelievable. You know, we've got a kid from North Platte St. Pat's coming in who's run under 14 in the hurdles multiple times. You know, we had a freshman this year from Overton who ran under 47 in the 46.9 in the 400. Those are really, really good marks that you haven't particularly seen before. And so along with that, yeah, we've got a crew from Chase County coming in, and I know for me, whenever I talk to anybody from Imperial, I used to coach in Ogallala. And so the first thing I say is, well, okay, thing one, you're from Imperial, so I just assume that you're really tough. Because I know when I coached in Ogallala, we just knew that the Imperial kids were really tough. And when I got here and first started coaching, my first All-American was Michelle Dill from Imperial. And she was married to, she's now married to Taylor May. And she was an All-American in track, and he was an All-American in wrestling. And they're both really tough. And so I always start with that with Chase County recruits. And yeah, it just kind of worked. I think there probably became a little bit of a situation where buddies were recruiting buddies at some point. Hey, I'm going there. Why don't you go there too? Because I think that might have had played a little bit of a role in all that.
No question. Tristan Jablonski, Thomas Reeves, and Cole Clevenger, the freshman, and then Easton Freeze is transferring over to once again to be a loper as well, and he'll help in no question hurdles and relay stuff like that. So that's four pretty good ones. They've done some pretty good things the last couple of years for that program.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, Easton County, we actually recruited him coming out of high school, and he decided to transfer here this year. So of the things that we've been doing, you know, the men's 110 hurdles has not necessarily been an event that we've been, you know, really super, super strong in. We've been more of a long sprints and 400 hurdles kind of program. But with Easton combined with two incoming freshmen that we have, like I said, the one guy from St. Pat's and then one from Kearney High, we'll have a really talented crew of hurdlers. They're new, they're young, you know, two freshmen and a sophomore. But on paper, that should be a really good recruiting class. I'm always really careful when I talk, when people say, well, how was your recruiting class? My response is something along the lines of, I don't know, check with me in 3 years and I'll tell you how good that recruiting class was. You know, so I'm hesitant to go over the top talking about individuals. But at the same time, we are excited about a lot of the guys that we have coming in, and guys and gals coming in.
And, of course, Destiny Ranky's been on, been a competitor and also been on your coaching staff, and another Chase County girl right there.
Yeah, Destiny, D-Dog's been here as long as I have. Well, almost. Destiny is just finishing up graduate school, so she'll get that degree in August, and then she's got to, you know, become an adult and enter the working world and all that, so we really won't have her helping us coach anymore, but she's been awesome. She was on our team for 5 years because of COVID-related stuff, extended things out for 5 years, and then the most graduate programs are 1.5 to 2 year programs, and hers is a 3 year program. So Destiny's been part of UNK track and field for 8 years, and so it'll be a little bit different not to have her be there. But she's just one text away. She can take a break from her job up at Menards and get back to me on some pressing question that I have that I need the wisdom and insight of her on, and she's always really good about that.
Well, Coach, we hope you enjoy your summer. It goes darn fast, as you well know, and you'll be right back in school. The kids don't want to hear this. Instructors, professors do not want to hear this. They want to have a summer, don't they?
You know, when I was a teacher in Ogallala, I used to write in the upper right-hand corner of my board starting about a month ago how many days left, and it would be like 120-something. It would be like 120 days left, and the kids would be like, no, it's only a month ago in school. And after about 3 or 4 days of it, they would figure out that the number of days left is how many days until school started. And by the time school got out, it was around 90, you know, uh-huh. Or maybe in the 80s even. And so yeah, it goes by quickly because even at that, the kids would get mad. They'd come in and wipe it off or erase it because they didn't want to see how many days till school started. But summer at the end of the day is really not that long.